About local TV news. We have Mike Ducey filling in for George today and tomorrow, and you don't hide the fact that you're in television.
No. In fact, I'm wearing
a full suit
and tie right now.
Seems hidden from the viewing public.
Disturbingly so, yes, from my standpoint. Well, it's funny because, and we were talking about this before, I've always been kind of a radio geek, you know, grew up small town Midwest, got all the powerful AM stations from all over the country.
Braggart.
And that was kind of my introduction to the world of broadcasting, if you will. Mm-hmm. And what I always wanted to do as a broadcaster was be one of the DJs that I heard on the radio, and I quickly realized I wasn't nearly creative enough to do that or to do it well, as is painfully obvious.
Thank you.
And I'm not talking about being a talk show host. That's an entirely different thing.
Right.
But so I think we're always fascinated with what we're not intricately part of, but kind of think we would like to be at some point.
Like a girl?
I grew up like you, and Mike and I are very similar. We have the same birthdays, which I had forgotten about, but that's something. And we both grew up in, I guess you could say, Midwestern burgs, where we could pick up stations from all over the country, and I was doing the same thing as a kid. I had a little map by my transistor radio, a U.S. map, and I'd put a mark on the stations that I could pick up.
Are you like me? You'd lie in your bed at night with a transistor radio in one hand.
And what's in the other hand?
You know, Sports Illustrated or whatever. That's what I was getting at. What?
So I knew ever since I was a little Junes that I wanted to go into broadcasting, some type of broadcasting. And I always said, I'll just take wherever the job happens to come from, that's where I'll go, whether it's radio or TV or movies. You know, I also left that open.
Clearly.
I probably could have been a movie star, but I chose radio. Because that's where I got my first job offers, were in radio. But I've always been fascinated with the world of local TV news, because in most towns, the local TV news people are the biggest celebrities in those towns.
Well, thanks, Greg, but, you know.
and
present company excluded.
And you've been at your position now for 18 years?
I have been here. 18 years ago this month, I started at what was then Channel 4, now Fox 4, yes.
God, you've been straggling along for 18 years?
I have.
That is an incredibly long run. And I think we're in a really unique time locally in local TV news, in particular in sports, in that you've been there a long time. Newey's been at 5 a long time. Dale's been at 8 a long time. And Babe's had that job at 11 for a long time. Any other stop in my life, cities that I grew up in, the sports guys turned over all the time. And in Dallas for a while, the sports guys turned over all the time. But now we've got a decade where we haven't had any turnover.
And I'm not sure who these other guys are that you're talking about, but I'll take your word for it. No, and the reason is it's a good job. It's a fun job. It in most cases pays pretty well, I think.
Oh my gosh,
boy, he's scoreboarding
about
everybody.
To come out.
But it's funny because when I got out of college, I was in radio for 6 or 7 years, exclusively radio. I wanted to be a play-by-play guy, like a college play-by-play guy. Every place I called, every school said, well, the guy at channel whatever does the game. So I initially kind of segued into TV because I thought of it as a way to do play-by-play. But as it turns out, I was, well, kind of good at anchoring, so I just stayed with that.
You made the right choice, and you know, I always said that in my time here in the Metroplex, and I've been here 30 plus years, while Dale is greatness and he's hilarious and he's got a big personality and he's great at what he does.
And better than anyone.
I always thought technically the best local anchor that I had ever seen was Bill McAtee when he was at Channel 8 for a short time, just as far as just a pure broadcaster.
Which is the reason Dale drove him out of there. But yeah,
right. Whoops.
And I'm not just blowing smoke here. I think you rival Bill McAtee. I really do believe that technically you are network caliber. So my question is, why has your career stalled out at the local level?
You know,
so delicate.
That's a great question. I have had...
It's the question he's wondered every single night for the past 18 years, too.
I have had offers from networks, HGTV... Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network. You know what? In a lot of cases, when you get to in a top five market, that's a better job than a network job.
It's true. And I have had people ask through the years, especially early in my time here, before I started to age like I have now,
oh my,
they would ask, well, when are you going to go to ESPN? And, well, if you can go to ESPN and immediately be Chris Berman or right. Stuart Scott or one of those guys, but you know, if you have a good job, as you said, in a big market, going to Bristol to do 2:30 a.m. sports centers isn't all that appealing.
It's going
to
be a pay cut. All right, the state of local TV news, because I watch the 9 o'clock version of Fox 4 News just about every night.
And I appreciate that, and I can tell that you're the one person on this program who really watches our newscast. I think yes. George does to a certain extent. Gordon's so sophisticated. You don't have television now or something, right?
I watch Fox 4 all the time.
No, you don't.
He didn't even know who Natalie Solis was.
Well, I know now after... The description that Mike gave her off the air.
No, I think that was my description.
Oh.
But yeah, so I watch Channel 4 just about nightly, and I've noticed a dramatic change in the last year or so, and that it's gone from...
Has it gotten better?
News story... in some ways, yeah. It's gone from news story, news story, news story, news story, to now it's news story, in-studio guest for 7 minutes, then anchors hamming it up with each other for a couple of minutes, discussing the stories of the day. And it's less rapid-fire news stories, throwing it to a reporter who's got a package about something. I'm sure that that's what the consultants are saying sells now in local TV news.
And I think you'll agree the one constant is the fact that they largely exclude sports.
Yes.
So, thankfully, that stayed the same.
We have to have some stability.
Did that sound overly bitter? I'm sorry.
They just go through the hourly wheel and say, oh, yeah, we got to give Ducey his 90 seconds. Let's do it right at the very end.
No, it's a conscious choice. Do you like the format?
I don't like it as much as the old format. I would rather have rapid-fire news stories because that's the moment of the day when I get caught up on everything, and I want as much news as I can get at that moment. I don't want the lengthy interviews. I don't enjoy those.
I think, by and large, the response has been enthusiastic. And the numbers show it, frankly. The
ratings
show it. Yeah, in that 9 o'clock broadcast. I think it would seem odd now to go back to the former way, mm-hmm. where you never do any sort of expanded coverage on a story. It resembles more now a CNN or a cable news-type format where you'll have a guest for 6 or 7 minutes. And frankly, I joke about sports, but if it's a big sports story, you know, I'll be up higher in the broadcast, mm-hmm. and we'll have a special guest on that.
Do you live for those moments?
Oh, God, do I. Incredible. I just sit by the phone all morning. Rarely does it ring.
But. Do ratings nosedive when your face comes on the TV? See, this is what I predict. Within 5 years, you will have to purchase the time on Fox 4 to get your newscast on.
Wow. Don't give them any ideas.
Purchase 90 seconds and sell your own ads.
That's very funny, but it's also kind of a sore spot whenever you do talk to the sports anchors. In the old days, you got, I don't know when you started it for, how much time you got, but the old sportscasts, when I was a kid, those guys got 6 minutes,
right?
7 minutes, and it was just, now it's, what do you get typically?
You know, you get 2.5, 3 minutes, and frankly, it's not much less than it was 18 years ago. I mean, it had already gotten to that point, mm-hmm. and it's just the way it is nationwide. You tend to make your money as a sports department on the specials that you do in the longer form stuff. And, you know, we don't want to bog it down with a discussion about local sports' role in a newscast. But
too depressing?
But, you know, I'm not sure I can make it to another hour and a half if we get into that right now. But you're perceptive in picking up the change in formats on our 9 o'clock newscast. It's definitely there.
Thank you, Mike. I have a problem with the Channel 4 set.
Really?
Yes. All right. When Dan Henry is at the main table, he will exit, like he's got the seat to the far right.
Correct.
As we're looking at it.
Uh-huh.
So he will walk off camera, offset to his left, but then he will walk into the weather screen from the right, and the continuity bothers me. He should come in from the left.
Okay.
Is there some kind of weird setup to... I don't know if it bothers anybody else.
I think he could go to either side.
But when he comes in from the wrong side, it throws me for a loop, and then I can't concentrate on his forecast.
Usually, I don't know if I should say this. Dan has had so much to drink by that time. Just getting him from the desk over to the chroma key is difficult. I kid with Dan. Dan Henry, the best weatherman in town, along with Fox 4's Ron Jackson, our weekend man.
My old buddy, Ron. Did I ever tell you I interned at Channel 4?
I heard that. And every time I come up to join you guys, Ron vaguely remembers that. Some sort of incident in a broom closet that he brings up.
Whoa.
I liked it better when you sat, as we're watching it, on the right. I was more comfortable with you on the right.
Well, you may notice now that I never actually sit to do the sports during the week.
Yeah.
And we have different monitors. They want to get the...
They took your chair away?
The monitors. Yeah, I have to buy a chair now to come in there. I bring like a bag chair from home and use it. But they want to showcase the high-definition nature of the set and use the monitors.
Sure.
And I love it because as you get older, the farthest away from me that you can get with the camera, that's the best. No close-ups, please.
And I also have noticed that they're doing a lot of that with Dan, where the anchor will join him in the weather center to, like, at the head of the news at 9:04 or whatever.
It's groundbreaking stuff. I mean, it really is.
All right, I know you probably can't talk about some of the vixens that work at Channel 4 because of HR reasons, but I know you can talk about some of the vixens that work at Channel 8. Who do you think is the hottest over there?
After Pete, you mean?
Right. Anybody catch your fancy?
I pretty much just watch our newscast, Craig. I don't have a mental Rolodex of all of the female reporter anchors in the market.
Why were you doing a fist plunging somewhere?
I was not doing that, of course.
You get along with Clarice okay?
Always have. She's always been great to me. And
Why are both your fingers crossed?
For being the superstar that she is. And she's just been tremendous to me through the years. And
He's struggling.
It's Thursday, so I will be picking up her dry cleaning on the way home. But
did you run Baron James really well out of there?
I didn't. No. Well, what was the emphasis wrong on that sentence?
So I do not know the answer to this. So I'm not trying to set you up or anything. How are the ratings in the local TV news derby these days?
I think Channel 11. I believe Channel 11 wins the 10 o'clock news ratings.
Do
right
they
now.
Really?
Yeah,
that stuns me.
And I think their product is strong. I think their lead-ins are really, really strong. Now, we at Fox 4, while we have a strong 10 o'clock newscast, and I'll put it up against anybody's, it's a bit of an apples and oranges situation when you've got a one-hour newscast leading into a 10 o'clock newscast. Our 9 o'clock does well. It's become appointment viewing for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think our 6 o'clock won the demo in February. You guys know about demos here, right?
Yeah.
No.
That's all I hear about here. And our morning show tends to win from 4:30 to 9. Or
yeah, that Tim Ryan, is he like the highest paid guy at Channel 4?
Should be if he isn't. He's the hardest working guy.
He's a morning juggernaut.
He is. Strong. You guys dismiss him. You dismiss that show. But it's a powerhouse.
Him. Who's dismissing him?
I think George has a problem with Tim Ryan.
He does. George has a problem that's with anything that's not Channel 8 centric. And I think
George is all over Steve Eager, and I like Steve a lot. I think Steve is good. And
yeah, George hates Steve Eager, which I don't get, because Steve's always been nice to us.
He's great. He's great.
Now, you struggled through some broadcasts with him during the World Series, didn't you?
No, we had a great time. He's a former baseball player.
Come on.
Did he remind you of that ever?
Did a great job with it. Constantly remind. He wears his minor league uniform under his suit. But... He's a good friend, and part of the thing that's fun now is it's the only time I've ever had a job for this long, obviously, but it's neat to finally be in a position where we've all been there for a while. And Clarice goes without saying. Steve and Heather. Dan Henry's been there probably close to 10 years now as well. So, been around.
Wow.
Kind of I hate to use the word cornerstone, but...
Will you? Are you one of those guys who would like to do this until he's 70? Which would be 4 more years?
Just, it depends what other offers come along.
Here comes the trolling.
As he checks his phone for offers.
Now, you're crossways with Heather Hayes, right?
No, Heather's a great lady. Really is, Gordon. I think you did. I'm surprised you haven't met.
No.
Yeah, we had her in studio once when she first came to town.
I guess we did
meet. We have met.
Sorry. You had that?
Oh, I'm sorry. You talking to me? I'm sorry.
So are you talking to me? No.
Mike?
I'm not.
Of course not. Come on.
It's always
why
fun.
Why are you doing the plunging thing again?
It's always fun to talk local TV news with Mike Ducey. Thank you for indulging me.
Great to be here, guys. Thanks.
All right, 8:35.
Stop and see us.